The question was asked, do Chazal point out a characteristic of Esav being the claim that he is the chosen people? So there we have indications and prophets about the claims Esav would make against us, and the prophet Isaiah, and among other places, and in Daniel, there's a discussion. Esav is described in Daniel as Lashon medaberet gedolot, the tongue that speaks great things. That can be understood that they're claiming they're the chosen people. Ish medaber tapuchot, in Proverbs, he speaks about the person who twists the facts of the Torah to get you to believe what he's saying. Rambam, in the Yemenite epistle, in Igeret Teiman, speaks about a different move that Esav is making. In Rambam describes the idea of they're presenting their claims in a way that says, I'll take me down together with you. Meaning in a confusing way, in a way that says, let me try to disprove you. Let me say that there's been a new covenant. Rambam sees it as something far more cunning and evil. Meaning that's the way Rambam describes it in Mishlei, in his Yemenite epistle, that the desire to bring us down is so centerpiece that that's what drives them to make these claims. And so Rambam, again, Rambam's description is much more about an ongoing war. And now this is the method that they're using to maintain that battle. He says, the Muslims tried forced conversions, generations, the Greeks tried force, and then along came the Christians and said, let me try to con you into it. Let me explain it to you a different way, why you should leave your tradition. And that's what it says in Song of Songs, that the woman who's the friend, right, that's the people of Israel, is approached by all the other girls, and they tell her, which are the other nations, the other religions, and they say, Shuvi, Shuvi, Ashulamit, come back. I know you're whole in your faith, but come back and be with us. And she answers and she says, what can you offer me? God's given me the greatest things. You can't compete. But they try to compete. And what I'm saying now is Rambam's interpretation of these psukim. Much of it is based on Midrashim. I'm saying Rambam puts it together and that's the description. Much more, Rambam makes it a more pointed, purposeful, cunning attempt than, we might have looked at it differently. But that's how Rambam describes it.